Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Miss Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
How have your calls been lately?
They're okay.
Okay. I notice your logins have been kind of hectic here. Is everything okay?
I'm really doing the best that I can do. I haven't been feeling good for the past 3 weeks. And
Okay. I hate to hear that. Have you... Let's see. Have you been reaching out to attendance?
Yes, I do the call-in over the phone.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of calls that I want to talk to you about. Do you want to listen to them?
Yes.
All right. Let me get them so I can drop them into you. 1 second. All right. So this first one I'm sending you is for TH Quality. All right, let me know when you've got it. Teams has been given issues, so let me know if you have any.
Okay, I think I'm downloading it.
All right, and just let me know when you're done, okay, dear?
Okay. Okay, I'm done listening to the call.
Okay. Also, Kristen Monet is on the line as well. What did you think was wrong with that call?
At the beginning of the call, I was talking to the customer, but the phone was on mute.
Okay.
After that, I don't even know.
Okay. So on this call, you opened at 18 seconds, which I promise we've all been there we're talking and thought we were unmuted and weren't. You ignored a dispute threat. You had poor response times with the customers, no active listening, excessive hold times. You falsely identified yourself as a supervisor on this call, and we know you're not escalations. You did have a condescending tone towards the middle and end of it, and then at one point you just straight up stopped responding to the customer, and then you disconnected the call after 4 minutes of the customer just continuing to talk, as well as the account that you notated was the wrong order, and the notations were inaccurate on that one.
The account was the wrong order.
Yes, you notated the shipping and handling order. You did not notate the most recent order.
Okay, so it has to go directly. I didn't even know that. I thought the notes are just there. The notes are just the notes. They're going to be there.
Okay. Okay, let me get this other one for you. This next one is also ATH quality call. Let's see here. I'm floating. Okay, and just let me know when you're done.
Okay.
All right, just let me know when you're done.
Okay, I'm done with that call.
All right. So what did you think the errors were in that call?
Is it because I didn't go in threat protocol?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and then you force closed the call on the customer instead of handling the threat, and then you also falsely notated that account because there was no notations of, there was no notations of the fact that she even said she was going to dispute it.
She said she had already had her bank on the line, so it was already in dispute, so.
Right, but why didn't you tell her to give us a call back like protocol states? Because with TH Quality, on both of these calls I sent you, you straight up flat, blatantly ignored the chargeback and dispute threat that those customers made, and that is TH Quality's number one thing is to avoid those chargebacks at all cost.
Okay.
That's why they have such a lenient refund policy. All right, I got one more call for you, and this was a Koala DC call. Let me know when you're done, dear.
Okay, I'm done with this call.
All right. And what do you think the errors were?
With this call, I think my computer went dead because I can tell towards the end. I did stop talking. And I know on one of those calls, I'm not sure what day it was, that my computer did go out.
Well, see, that's something that we actually check for before we try and address you regarding an issue. This call occurred on the 10th, and I checked the time frame in the IT group. There was nothing where you reached out to IT.
Okay, I don't, when the computer died, I don't reach out to IT. I just can plug the computer back in and log back in as soon as possible. So I didn't put in anything in the group. I just logged back in immediately.
Now, I'm pretty sure when you got sent home to work from home, you were told that anytime you had technical issues, you did have to reach out to IT, right?
I'm not sure, but for this specific reason, I logged back in as soon as possible.
Okay. And I want to say this, that's why we always try to emphasize, and I do know that when you do go home, they do tell you, you know, that's why they give you the plug, because you're supposed to have your computer plugged up at all times. You're not supposed to rely on the battery.
Okay. Well, I need to plug it in. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So, with this Koala call, if your computer died, it would show that you disconnected the call. However, it shows that the customer hung this call up because she wasn't getting a response. This was the call where you did start to handle the call correctly with a slight interruption. You just stopped responding to her after like 2 or 3 minutes of trying to locate that account and her interrupting you. I heard that. I promise I did. It's something we all deal with our customers. You canceled out that customer's account, but you didn't notate that account at all. But again, with the disconnect report, if your computer would have died, it would show you hung it up. I also want to point out something Ms. Michelle brought to my attention. On the week of the 8th, which was when the first two calls occurred, you took penguin calls, but out of all of the calls you took, you had a 23% of them that had excessive after call work. Which you do have a great personality, Ashley, and you are an asset to the ASK family. But with Penguin, after call work is strictly for checks. Sitting in an after call work is considered abuse of company time, and it does cost the client unnecessary money, which can all of these calls that we're talking about can cost us the client's contracts. Penguin protocol does not require notation on accounts unlike other campaigns, so abusing that status is a direct violation of the client's and ASK's production policies. Keep in mind, failure to improve will lead to further disciplinary actions, up to including termination.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions about anything, Ashley?
As far as Penguin, I'm not sure. I don't think my time is going over. I may catch myself a few times on a few calls where it goes under 2 minutes. Because
okay. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to cut you off. The 2 minutes is strictly for those checks when you're having to fill out Google Docs and send over for a check. Other than that, the max basically on a Penguin call that you should have after call work is around 10 seconds. And that's just for you to be able to close out your screen and to disposition the call. Because there's no point then you sitting in after call work, because as Io is saying, there's nothing to notate on the account. And while the customer's on the phone, you would have already canceled or refunded, because you have to give them that refund or the cancellation number. So there's nothing left for you to do. And that's what they're saying. Sitting in the after call work state on Penguin calls, that's a really big deal. And I know Michelle has sent numerous emails about it. And so that is something that client does look at. So that's why, you know, we are addressing that with you as well.
Okay. The best thing that I can do is try to focus on the time and make sure I'm not going under 2 minutes.
No, and that's why I'm saying the 2 minutes is strictly for when you're doing checks. If you're not having to do a check on a Penguin call, you should be dispositioning it, I would say, within 10 seconds at the most.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see, but do you have any questions about any of the other calls that I have gone over with you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, I do know back in February, let's see, I'm showing February 14th, at that time you were addressed regarding proper protocols and procedures. And we do know that you've been here long enough and you are aware of ASK protocols. With our call handling policy, it does state that you know, the only time that we can disconnect on a customer is if, you know, you are being verbally attacked, or if situation where the account's in chargeback and they just keep going on and on because you can't do anything on that account, you know, after you've told them three times, you know, there's nothing else that you can do and they still won't get off the line. At that point, you can disconnect. I do know, you know, all the calls, you know, are to be open within 10 seconds. And, you know, you are to maintain that pleasant, upbeat, and professional tone at all times for all calls. But the main deal with the calls outside of the Penguin, I'm not referring to Penguin right now, is that, like Aya was saying, you know, it can cause chargeback on the account. And that could potentially lead to the client terminating their contract with us. And so we don't want to have that happen. But because of previous issues and coachings, this is going to result in a 2-day suspension, which does include the loss of at-home privileges. The suspension would be for the rest of your shift today and for tomorrow. And then you could return in-house with your equipment on Tuesday, which would be the 23rd.
Okay, and I can't gain at-home access after that at all?
Yes. Now, if you come in-house and you know, you're on your P's and Q's and you get back where you need to be, then absolutely. You would always have that option.
Okay, I'm not sure how this is going to work. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I have to make arrangements. I don't know.
And I get where you're coming from. I do understand. Unfortunately, because, you know, being at home is a privilege, and anytime there is a suspension given, part of the requirement is that you do return in house.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you don't have any questions, you can go ahead and log out for the day. And again, you know, you would be able to come back on Tuesday, but you would have to report in house.
Okay. I will keep you guys updated to let you know if I can.
All right. Thanks, Ashley.
Have a good day, hon.